What was it about baseball success that resisted so many rich men's attempt to buy it? These were the questions that first interested me, and this book seeks to answer. That answer begins with an obvious point. In professional baseball, it still matters less how much money you have than how well you spend it. When I first stumbled into the Oakland front office, they were coming off a season in which they had spent $34 million and won an astonishing 102 games. The year before that, 2000, they'd spent $26 million and won 91 games and their division. A leading independent authority on baseball finance, a Manhattan lawyer named Doug Pappas, pointed out a quantifiable distinction between Oakland and the rest of baseball. The least you could spend on a 25-man team was $5 million, plus another $2 million more for players on the disabled list and the remainder of the 40-man roster. The huge role of luck in any baseball game and the relatively small difference in ability between most major leaguers and the rookies who might work for the minimum wage meant that the fewest games a minimum wage baseball team would win during a 162-game season is something like 49. The Pappas measure of financial efficiency was, how many dollars over the minimum $7 million does each team pay for each win over its 49th?